Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American States on Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Monday, September 24th, 2012. My name is Sally Baptist. I'll be your host tonight. I expect to hear from Charlie Klein here. He's my co-host. He's been out of state. But I'm expecting him to call in here and give us an update on what he's been up to. And Neil Rice is going to try and call in and give us an update on all the stuff that she's been involved with. So hopefully we're going to have a lively discussion. And as always, you are welcome to join the discussion. Just call in at 347-857-4364, 347-857-4364. Press 1 for the host queue. Press 1 for the host queue, then we know that you want to speak on the air. And if you don't press the 1, then we think you're listening and we're not going to bother you. We're going to let you continue to listen. But press 1 if you want to share some of your thoughts. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we're working on having a rant and rave kind of show, and we're getting closer to that. We'll hopefully post something out there this week. And this is going to be where you just send your own message on the air live to whichever public servant that you want to share your thoughts with. It can be the president, it can be the, it can also be the candidates that are running at this point if you want to let them know what you're thinking. Or it can be a local commissioner, council person, whatever. Whoever it is that you want to send a message to. And, you know, well, some people may choose to send one to me. Some probably want to tell me to shut up, but they can tell me. I'm not going to do it anytime soon, though. But the whole point is just go ahead and share your opinions of what's going on with our country, what you like or dislike. What's it mean to be an American, and are you willing to fight for your country? Are you willing to honor the creed and protect the country against all enemies? So do you believe some of these people are guilty of treason, which is what I believe, and those kind of things. So we'll get that out there and get everybody involved in that discussion. And like I say, just obviously no profanity and those kind of crazy things. Let's be civilized as much as we can, even though we're all very frustrated with what's happening with our country, or shall I say most of us are frustrated with it. The other thing I want to make sure everybody remembers, I'm going to be putting this out there every time until October 20th comes around, the Freedom Rally in Tallahassee. It's the Freedom from the United Nations Rally. Freedom from United Nations Rally. And this is Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Victoria Jackson's going to be there. You can actually go to her website and see some information on it. It's going to be a lot of other people there, but we do have her coming, and she's quite entertaining, but she's also passionate about her country. So it'll be interesting to see her there. And then a variety of other speakers, including Chris Ann, Alex Snicker, and a few others. So please plan on being there and stand up for our rights. It's time to recognize that the sovereignty of this country. It's time to tell the UN to take a flying leap. It's time for us to get out of the UN. They are not our masters. Why are we paying for them to tell us how to run our country? We've got to get behind this event. And hopefully if Neil's able to call in later, she can give us a full update on everything going on there and tell you firsthand her recent experience going to Tallahassee. It's unbelievable. We talk about the system being broke. Trust me, it is broke. If you're not paying attention, if you are paying attention, you know it's broke. You may not know how broke, but you know it is. But those of you who keep sitting on the sidelines, please wake up. Please get involved with your country. We need everybody. We need all Americans to come together as Americans and stand up, unite and stand up for this country. United we stand, divided we fall. It's really just that simple. Before we go on, I want to mention one other thing. I don't do consumer alerts too much, but I want to go ahead and put something out there and kind of looking for others who may have had a similar problem or put others on alert to be aware of it. And I'll be getting some more information to you on this too. For those of you who have mortgages, and of course, typically as part of a mortgage, you have to provide proof of insurance. And if you don't, then or your insurance lapses, they will put forced place insurance. The bank has a right to protect their interest in the property, so they put forced place insurance, and then they charge you. And the price of that insurance is substantially higher. Well, I've been the victim of a scam from a bank here in Florida. The main office is up in Jacksonville, EverBank, where they try to put forced place insurance. They did it to me once, and they've been trying to do it again. And the difference of the price of the forced place insurance is just magnificent. They're being sued right now by another consumer. I don't know if there's a class action suit yet. I'm still getting into it. But I've had a major battle with this bank where they're trying to play games with me. So be aware. You can actually do a search on the next scam is forced place insurance and what they do on that. So beware, and I'll be giving you some more information as that comes up. Also, I'm kind of hoping that John might call in and give us a little bit more of an update on the Obama challenge here in Florida. Looks like they're still working on it in Mississippi. That has not been declined. The judge has not dismissed it yet. So they're still working on it. So that's still out there. Let's see here. The flag situation. I forwarded some information, Leave Our Flag Alone, from Michael Connolly. Michael Connolly is a constitutional attorney. And he had written an article about it, Leave Our Flag Alone. And what Obama's doing is not right. But is anybody going to do anything about it? Are any of those idiots in the two houses of Congress going to do anything about it? It's absolutely, it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. He has no right putting his face on our flag instead of the stars. And so we need to continue to put some pressure on. I don't think I've heard anybody from the local media report this, and I'm not even sure I saw it on Fox News at any point. It's just other articles and people sharing stuff with me that I've heard about it. So I think that's also pretty despicable what the stupid mainstream media, including cable, is. Yesterday, 60 Minutes, I had an interview with Romney and Obama. And, I listened to both of them. And, Romney, he was saying almost all the right things. I mean, it was a good interview. I supported most of what he said. I just wish I actually believed him. If he would actually do what he was saying, which included repealing Obamacare, it wouldn't be so bad. But I really don't have a whole lot of faith that him or that Congress, no matter who's in there, including the Republicans, that they're going to repeal Obamacare. So that kind of concerns me. But I thought it was interesting, so maybe some others have listened to it and want to talk a little bit about it. Let's see. And then, the first debate's going to be on October 3rd. I'm going to hold off saying too much more about what's happening with Romney's campaign until after the first debate. I want to see how he does on that one. And when Neil's on, we'll try to maybe get into some of Obama's executive orders. That's another thing that's disgusting. And let's see. Hopefully tonight and Thursday, we're going to talk about the amendments on the Florida ballot. Need to go through and see what they're trying to do. And Chris Ann Hall has put together a amendments guide thing. It's really pretty good, so we'll get into that some. And let's see. I went out... some of you know that I sent out an email to Fox News about them saluting Hispanic heritage. They did this before they bothered to say, and they never did say anything about Constitution Day, Citizenship Day, I'm an American Day, but they were worried about honoring the Hispanics, and which, of course, we all know was GOP propaganda, pandering to them. There's a Hispanic reporter. It's spelt like George Ramos, but it's Jorge, I believe is the correct pronunciation. I posted my information out on his website and Facebook. So I'm curious to see if I get any response there. And all I say is, are you going to be a Latino or are you going to be an American? Americans need to come together. If you're going to be a Latino, then you're dividing this country. Be an American. And who knows, I'll probably end up really getting myself in big trouble for actually saying we should be Americans. Be Americans in America. Be American or leave, love it or leave it kind of thing. But to keep pushing all the stuff that we have to treat Hispanics different, no. No, they should be treated like Americans. So how about being Americans, people? Excuse me. And I do see Mr. Klein. He's out there. I'll be going to him in just a minute. One more thing that I want to put out there, and this is a challenge to Mr. Glenn Beck, which I follow Glenn Beck a lot. I've been following him for years. Have a lot of respect for the stuff he has done. But he's been a little bit, what do you want to call it? I'll say idiotic when it comes to Ron Paul. He's out there sending hate mail, if you will, or hate comments to Ron Paul supporters. Ron Paul supporters, I've had enough. I'm fed up. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm not kind of nonsense. And he's not going to be there. Oh, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. But what gets me with Glenn Beck is Glenn Beck is a big supporter of, you know, George Washington. I don't know that he ever said George Washington was his favorite president, but he's very close to it. He talks a lot, and he says we need another George Washington. He's been saying that for well, at least a year, maybe 2 years now. And but what gets me is if you would look at George Washington's farewell address and then go out there and look at who most closely aligns to George Washington's farewell address, it's Ron Paul. And that includes the Israel thing. Ron Paul isn't ignoring Israel. He's just not saying that they ought to have the right to manage themselves. We should be there to help if they need it, but we're not there to run Israel. And that's what the United States does today. Why do we think we should be the ones telling Israel what to do? And if Israel needs our help, they'll let us know. And because of the Israel thing and you know, a few other deals that that are truly very much in line with what George Washington, President George Washington, believes, Glenn Beck is out there trashing Ron Paul, yet he claims he wants somebody who's like George Washington. So, Glenn Beck, I think you need to get some therapy on that one. So, and I'd love to hear your comments. Go through George Washington's farewell address, compare it to what Romney does, compare it to what Ron Paul does, compare it to Obama, compare it to George Bush, W, all that fun stuff, and then tell me what who is really the most closest to George Washington. If you want George Washington going back, would you please stop supporting all the others? So, okay, on that note, let me go to Charlie and let's get his update, see what all he's been doing, see how his girlfriend is doing. Hey, Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and she's doing just fine. She's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I should be heading back on Wednesday.
Be back in Florida on Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon sometime, yep.
Okay. What else is going on with you?
Well, a lot of people who I talk to and walking around with my favorite T-shirts are getting a lot of attention up here. Remember the one that we love to say that has a George Washington saying on the back of it?
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible, George Washington.
Right.
Okay, well, that may become a fundraiser here at some places because, you know, that is not, how would you say, copyrighted sayings. That is public domain.
Right.
And likewise in One Nation Under God, well, that's what they're looking at, and they're going to decide on it because they have to go to committee. But hopefully they're going to do it, and that should mean in time for Christmas. And they we already know where we can get a couple of reasonably priced, how would you say, T-shirt people to make the T-shirts. They've got a couple in line already. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting. They'll let me know. But they were really tickled. They took pictures of the shirt, and I told them where to take a look at where to access other sayings. And they were very interested in it. And I think it's going to be something good for the country. We need to get some more doing it, just like in Orlando. We need to get somebody there to do the same thing. But anyway, that's good. And also, I've been handing out the lawsuit, and people just can't believe that we actually filed a lawsuit against Congress, and they're all interested in it. So I've given out, like I said before, our cards, our business cards. And I would say, Sally, that things are going to start perking up because Orly Tates is still working on this Obama birthing thing in Indiana. And what we're going to find out, I'm saying very shortly, is that our judicial system could very well be in violation of the Constitution along with the legislative and the executive. And if that happens, then that means we have a, how would you say, coalition of organizations in collusion with each other to overthrow the sovereign government, which is we the people. And that definitely...
We already have that. I mean, we already have that. We don't know to what extent when it comes to the judicial process.
Right.
We don't know exactly how bad it is, but we already know we have that. Look what the Supreme Court did, much less what the local, lower-level courts are doing.
You're right. I'm just saying, you have to really have it where they really deny we the people certain rights, and people have to go after them and challenge them. If they don't challenge them, then nothing gets done and nothing gets improved. And that's the whole problem that we have with people sitting back watching the sitcoms, watching American Idol and all of these other different Survivors and all these other different shows, and they don't care about or they have no knowledge as to what's really going on behind the scenes. As I said before, this reminds me of my 8th grade teacher who described communist Russia in what is happening here in the United States of America. It looks like we've had people from Russia come here to impose the Russian rule on America, making people into slaves where they don't know they're into slaves. They go to work every day, but then all of a sudden they get into bread lines, the meat lines, the food lines, just like in World War II. If people did not live during World War II, they don't really have any idea what it is like to sacrifice. Because there was bargaining for gasoline, there was bargaining for sugar, for meat, for eggs, I mean everything. Because the number one priority in all of America was our troops. We had to make sure that all of the clothing went to the troops. So therefore, all of the cotton and everything else that was being, all of the nylon items were being sent over there for the troops for parachute cords and also tire cords at that time. And I mean, it was something where you didn't have the choices you have nowadays, because people had to sacrifice, people had to bargain with each other. And if you didn't make friends with each other and you were not willing to bargain, all of a sudden you were walking because you ran out of gas. Because there were people who got gas stamps that didn't have a car. So they were willing to swap it for meat or something else. And people were always bartering different ways, and especially with the farmers. People were putting their own farms in their backyard, just to make sure that they had food on the table for them and their families. And this is right after the Depression. And when you live in that type of a thing, you really appreciate what your military is doing for you, because without them, we would not be the free country we are. But unfortunately now, we have people who are enjoying that freedom called elected officials, and they don't seem to appreciate the sacrifice of our military, because the military is never funded properly, especially when they get out of service and they're injured. And these are all the things that I'm waiting to see what Mitt Romney's going to say about. I wasn't able to watch the 60 Minutes, but I have been watching it on Fox News this morning, and it seems to me like our president is more interested in The View than he is in foreign diplomacy with Netanyahu, our ally. We have a president who is not the president of the United States, but he's the president of the enjoyment industry. He is the only one in my whole life. I'm 77, and I remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt's declaration of war, and now we have a president that has no clue, and he has proven that he has no clue as to what to do in this great country to keep us all safe. His talk is nothing but talk. And what is that saying? He can talk the talk, but he doesn't know how to walk the walk. Okay, Sally, back to you.
Yes, that was a quick update for you this time.
Yeah, well, there's not much here. I've been busy doing different things and all that since last Thursday, so that's about it. But the whole thing about this country is you have to get off that couch and you have to start, how would you say, taking the action that's necessary. There's an email where somebody sent us an email about 4 weeks ago. 21 violations by our elected officials in regards to the Constitution. And this latest one, where Obama is using the likeness of the American flag with his logo on it, that is total disrespect for the flag of the United States, for our military, for our patriots who died for our freedoms. He has totally violated all the ethics codes of the United States, as far as I'm concerned. And I do believe, Sally, that there is a law against using the likeness of the American flag for personal purposes such as that, or for altering the flag to make it look like it's your flag. It's a unique flag. It's made for the United States of America. It is not made for the President of the United States of America to change it in any way, shape, or form. So that lawyer who wrote up on that thing, he should file the lawsuit. If he can't file the lawsuit for himself, then he should get somebody like you and me to be the litigants, because I know I will sign on to that.
I don't mind co-signing as long as someone else is going to do the work.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if that lawyer wants a couple of litigants, I'm sure there's a lot of other people in the VFW, American Legion Post, and all the other places around here who would be willing to do a class action suit against it. He just has to get the paperwork going and put it in the internet and get it on this show, and I'll tell you what, it would probably be a big go.
Well, Michael Conley was on our show a while back, and he has a website, so you can go to his website, see the article there, and see his other information. You can send him an email as well. Send him an email and tell him he needs to get a lawsuit out there and that you're willing to sign on to help him with it.
Conley's his name?
Michael, Connelly.
He was on our
show a while back.
Okay. And he's got a
constitutional
website.
Constitutional attorney. He was the one who said we had him on shortly after Obamacare was passed, because he said he did read the bill. He had read the whole thing, so we had a very good discussion.
Oh, that
with
one,
him.
That one, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
So he was the one who wrote that thing, Leave My Flag Alone, and you know, has the information on it. I agree with you. I believe there is some kind of a lawsuit. I think it is illegal for him to defame the flag. Even if there wasn't a law, I mean, what he's doing isn't in kind of freedom of speech routine where he's burning the flag out of some kind of opposition.
No, no.
He's out there trying to be King Obama and
right.
Thinks that he has all the rights and the powers, and it only shows how much he disrespects this country. It shows how much hate, you know, he doesn't believe in this country.
No.
He really doesn't. And people remember the thing with him and the lapel pin. I don't know, did he ever start wearing his lapel pin again?
Oh, he wears it off and on. I've seen him wearing it now because he's running again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say him... he spends all his time campaigning, but, you know, and to a certain degree, you would think right now with everything that's going on in this world and the chaos that we're facing between our own issues, our domestic issues here on the homeland, and then all the stuff going on in the Middle East and everything else, and you would think that if he just did his job and he actually demonstrated he was doing his job, that would be the best campaign he could ever do.
Right.
Show that he's actually doing his job, but... But he spends more time traveling about and doing anything and everything except his job.
He's in there, and he was told that he can have a lot of fun, and he was probably told that by those who are actually running the country. Now, you're just the president. You sign all the papers we tell you to sign, and you go out and have a good time, do your golfing and all this type of thing, because nobody's going to complain to you because you're the president. And nobody's going to be mad at you. And then we'll help you get reelected again in another 4 years. He had his orders what not to do, and so he didn't do it. He did what he wanted to do at taxpayers' expense. Then he sends his kids on a vacation at taxpayers' expense, and that is totally unconstitutional. Because there's nothing in there that says we the people, the taxpayers, have to pay for his children to go on a vacation to Mexico unescorted by the parents with their friends at taxpayers' expense, because I don't know who their friends are. And therefore, we the taxpayers should not be paying for it. So whoever gave him that right to do it needs to make sure that they compensate the taxpayers for it, just like, how much is the Democrat Party going to compensate we the people for the use of Air Force One, plus all the other amenities? We have a certain obligation, however, to go make a campaign speech and then claim it's something to work on some issue. He's not doing any issues now. He's been just campaigning. And even if he makes one speech, that is only like 10% of the trip, so 90% should be borne by the party. That's where we have the divisiveness now. The country is divided, not only by the President Barack Hussein Obama, or Obama sounds better, but it's also divisive because of the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. And I still think we the people versus the ballot box establishment. Somebody's going to pick up on that, Sally. We just, and I'm going to work on it when I get back, because it's, I'm not anywhere near my computer will work. I'm down in a valley, and it just doesn't want to cooperate with me. So anyway, I'll be heading back, like I said, Wednesday. Now, outside of that, I've noticed a couple of ads where the Jewish community has a real nice one coming out about how Obama made a lot of promises and didn't do anything in regards to jobs. And it was a nice young Jewish man out there who says he voted for Obama and he's not doing it again. But I'll tell you what, it's getting to the point, Sally, where if the people don't wake up and if this country goes south, they only have themselves to blame, because then it's going to take them 20, 30 years to get out of it. That's what I'm looking at. 20, 30 years before they get up to where they have a decent country again. Our military is being depleted because of Obama and the Congress, the do-nothing Congress. That's about all I got to say.
Oh, that's not all you get to say. Well, before the night's over, we'll get you in there on some other stuff too. But you're right, Obama. He's a piece of work, and I wish I felt better about Romney. And we'll see what all happens. Like I said, I wasn't going to go into too much about some of those stupid things he does. But his interview on 60 Minutes was actually pretty good. I felt like it was good.
You floored me with your comment now. But that's a good attitude to have. It shows that you change. You can change for something realistic. Because there's nobody out there.
Do like you and give up my principles, huh?
No. You only have two choices.
No, you have three choices.
You have three choices. You have the Democrat, the Republican, or nothing.
If that's what you believe. I am so surprised at you, Charlie.
Well, who else is on the ballot, Sally?
Harry Johnson?
Then we need to start mentioning Harry Johnson's name.
He's another person.
We need to put it, what's his website?
GaryJohnson.com.
Gary Johnson.
Anybody that's out there listening on the internet can find it, I'm sure.
GaryJohnson.com.
I get emails all the time. What?
Okay, GaryJohnson.com. We need to make sure that that gets out all the time so people can needs to go into the chat room. All the rest of the shows from now until then. Vote for GaryJohnson.com.
Well, but the American Statesman isn't here to endorse anybody. I said I'm not voting for the two that are out there. People say there's no other choice. Yes, there are other choices.
Okay,
but if you're brainwashed by the media and the political parties, then do what they tell you.
Ahead
and do what the that's what 99% of the Americans are going to just do what they're told. They're not going to make up their own mind. They're not going to base their opinion on who's the best person out there. They're going to do what they're told.
Okay, in the chat room or on every program from now on, let's say, ladies and gentlemen, on this upcoming president election, you have your choice of Gary Johnson, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama.
Yeah, and I mean, technically, there's more than that, but most people don't even know there's that. Next time, I'll start out every show by reading everybody who's listed as on the presidential ballot here in Florida.
That's right.
They can decide who they want to vote for.
And put the websites down too, so people will be able to pick the one.
Well,
I'll
let you do all that part in the chat room.
When I get back, okay.
I'm hosting the show. Taking care of the other.
All right.
I'll let you do that part.
All right. When I get back, I'll do that.
Well, I see Miss Texas once again. I must have said something that pushed her.
All right.
Oh, let's see if we. Can
all right. Bring Doreen on.
Okay. Hey,
Miss. All right. Bring Doreen on.
Miss Texas, you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, woman.
I'm not a woman.
Nah, Charlie, hold on. I got to turn the speaker down. Charlie, I know you're not a woman. I'm talking about that other woman out there, huh? And there's other people on the ballot.
Okay.
I knew that was going to get to work.
And she knew I was going to come in on that one. That's why she said it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see. What do we want to start on?
Patriotic agitating.
Agitating
is our goal. Our goal.
Doreen, did you see the two interviews on 60 Minutes? Did you see Romney and Obama on 60 Minutes?
I listened to Romney. I refuse to listen to Obama. He makes me sick at my stomach. I get too upset. I want to kill him.
Doreen.
I can't afford to buy a new TV.
Doreen, got a question. Have you found an antidote for when Obama comes on TV? Because I'm having the same problem.
Not to watch it. I just.
Well,
I
can. I mean, because all of a sudden they just pop his head up there, and I get sick because he's not really acting like a president.
Well, there's two reasons I get upset. One, because I know the person that's doing the interviewing is biased Obama. So the interview is not going to be as stringent and as rough on him as it should be for the type of presidency he's had.
Right.
And then I know the other person that's going to be interviewed, whether it be Mitt Romney or anybody else that's running against Obama, that they are going to throw everything at him.
And do you know what that is? That's a violation of FCC 99-390, failure to represent or be fair and equal in the representation for the people so that they can make the proper decision. Therefore,
failure to serve the public interest. The legal jargon is failure to serve the public interest.
That's right.
Falsifying information, planting information qualifies as failing to serve the public interest.
Yeah, all they're doing is trying to plant the seeds of doubt and everything and make them look bad too in order for Obama to be able to get their vote.
Right.
And I know that before it ever starts, so I'm already upset. And then when his grinning monkey-eared self gets on there, yeah, and I said that, and sits there and lies in his front teeth and gives that crooked little smile of his, I want to just slap him. Now, that may come and rip me for that, and that's okay. I don't care. But and I know everything that's falling out of his mouth is a lie. So I just get upset. I cannot watch him for any length of time.
Right.
I can go on the internet. I can listen to Hannity, and I can listen to all these others, and I can find out everything he said that was a lie without having to look at his mug.
Right. Doreen, I've been thinking about something, especially with a T-shirt, like
yeah.
One Nation Under God,
mm-hmm.
and God We Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of the sayings that we've seen from the presidents and all that, I was thinking of a saying on the back of the shirt that says, 56 founding fathers, 4 were atheists, 51 were devout Christians, of which 26 were ordained ministers. Therefore, honesty in America's government is the number one issue.
Charlie, that's too long. They won't read it.
Oh, that would be that is the basis of it. Now I would shorten it. I would shorten it down to where it would be like one bullet saying at a time, like Sally calls them the bullet.
Right.
4 atheists, 51 devout Christians, 26 ordained ministers. Where is dishonesty in our founding documents?
Where is the prejudice? You know, where is the non-Christian?
Yeah, where is prejudice, dishonesty, and corruption allowed?
Exactly.
I mean, that's how it would read on the back of the shirt, and I think that would be a good one because that would wake a lot of people up. But you have to hit it right with the founding documents and the Constitution.
Right.
Sally, that's why I'm working on those words, because they might go good on the side of the truck, too. Big
what?
Sign.
Well.
What do you think, Sally, so far? Not a bad idea?
We'll talk about the truck sign later. I'm not going to get
all right. Yeah, I know,
here.
Because that'll take us about 4 or 5 weeks.
Right, at least.
All right.
That's another story.
Okay. All right.
People don't realize, you know, that slogan that he's using for this election, forward, does anyone in their right mind out there know why he's using that word, why he's using that?
For socialism and communism.
Go back to Stalin.
That's right.
That was his theme. That was his slogan, forward. And Obama's got these idiots out there sitting behind him holding placards saying forward.
That's right.
Do they know what they're forwarding to?
Well, they're residents of America because they have no clue as to what America stands for.
I mean,
but they were born here. Most of them were probably born here.
Well, they don't even know why he's using that thing of forward.
Nope.
They have no clue what it means. And I'm going on Romney's website tonight, and he's going to get an email. And I'm going to let him know he's got to start getting in the middle of this, man. He's got to start letting people know that forward, do you know why Obama has forward? Look it up. It's Nazi far. We're going to take your ass over.
Have you ever tried calling Romney's campaign office?
Oh, no, I never make that mistake.
You didn't make that mistake?
I said I wouldn't make that mistake because I know I'd never get through.
Well, I'm sure he's got a state office somewhere where there is somebody there that might just listen to your idea.
Well, I'm going to go to his website. I'd rather do it on the website. I don't trust people in the states. I mean, I don't trust the Republican Party.
Well, I don't either.
Well, so why would I want to go to...
Well,
No. I'll send it to the website.
I mean, it's truly the same thing. If you call his office and talk to him or you send him an email, as far as the GOP goes, they're technically somewhat separated, but we all know they're in bed with each other, so it doesn't make much difference.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Every now and again, calling in, if you get the right person who answers the phone, sometimes you actually get to impact someone's thinking from within. But, it's a long shot whichever way you go. They've already decided what they're doing, so...
Yeah, they've got it all planned. The only thing that can do is sometimes somebody like Doreen can call in and say, I want to talk to the manager or the state representative for the Romney campaign, or the top person, and what they'll ask you what it's about. Romney needs to say this. Boom, she's got it in there, and I want to tell him that because that way I don't want it getting lost in the shuffle. Because if he doesn't do it, then he's going to lose a lot of votes.
Well,
then you run into the fact that whoever you talk to on the telephone might not have guts enough to give it to him.
I think if it's something decent, Doreen, he will accept it, especially if it's something that points to the country in the right direction and goes along with what his thoughts are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you send something nice in the Obama deal, forget it. I mean, it's going to be put off to the side in a heartbeat.
Well, my little fingers would never make that mistake.
I know it. Mine either.
Okay. Well, like I say, it's a 50-50 shot whether they would do anything. But I'll tell you, there was something else. I watched Meet the Press on Sunday, and they had their roundtable, and Baby Cannon, which is one of Romney's campaign consultants, whatever, she was on there, and I'm telling you, she was rambling like some kind of an idiot, loose cannon. I mean, the lady sounded nuts. And because she's just out there saying, how wonderful it is, I mean, it was just the nuttiest. She never answered a question. She just kept doing the same old political rhetoric where he's wonderful because he's a wonderful person and he's wonderful and you should vote for him because he's wonderful and he's wonderful and that's why you should vote for him. I mean, that's about as much sense as it made. And that was almost about the way she delivered it, rambling. Not many people can talk that fast, but as you can see, I can. So she rambled on that. And then Joe Scarborough was just being very openly honest about what had happened, with the various things on Romney's campaign. And, you know, Scarborough's going to vote for Romney no matter what. He's a conservative. He's a Republican. He's going to vote for Romney. But he's talking about when he's trying to reach out to the independents and some of the moderate Democrats and the other ones to try to get them, that his campaign just isn't very successful. And Scarborough was saying, when he goes out there and says his campaign team, you know, they're not making any changes, but the campaign is on track and this and that, he said it just doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence if he doesn't realize there's been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they was acting like, oh, I'm here all alone. And it really was actually pretty funny. I don't know if you can actually find it on the Internet someplace else. You probably can. When she accused Scarborough of being a rhino, she didn't use the word rhino, but she said she was there against all the liberals, and he jumped on her case big time saying, don't be calling me. I'm not one of them. I am a conservative. I'm being honest with what he's done. So don't you dare call me this. It was actually pretty funny, a scuffle going on the show. But I mean, she was just, you know, well, he's got to do something better with his campaign. He really does. Anyway, but I said I wasn't going to get into too much of that tonight. But anyway, New Texas, so... you didn't want me saying there were any other candidates out there, huh?
Well, who am I to tell you what to say? It's your show.
Well, you know I'm going to say what I want anyway.
I know, exactly. And Rosie O'Donnell is running.
Oh, definitely. I got your point, Doreen.
You got my point.
I got your point, Doreen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, and there's this Judy, what's his name? Oh, something Judy out of California who's running, who I would love to vote for. And don't get me wrong, my vote for Romney is not a vote that I will do with love jumping out of my heart. But
you want to
vote against Obama. You're voting against Obama.
Exactly.
Do you want to know something, Doreen?
I'm not going to vote for a third person because that's a vote that will not go against Obama because that person has not a chance to win.
Yeah.
Now, I've gotten mad at that theory and at that thought process over the years. I've been just like you and madder than a hornet about it. But this election is so damn important. I've got to do what I don't want to do.
The sad fact is, and this is what some people would really get annoyed at me for saying, truth is, I don't think it's going to matter how you vote anyway, since we have Soros out there counting the votes. So I truly don't think if we all voted, if 95% of the Americans voted for Romney. I don't think it's going to matter because we have it's going to be counted corruptly anyway. So I really don't know how much it's going to make a difference when you go and have someone like Soros out there counting the vote.
I agree with you and what you said, but I'm going to have to know that I pushed that button.
Got a question now. You mean to tell me that they're still going to have Spain counting our votes?
As far as we know, have you heard anything different?
Well, I'll tell you what, if we have, we need to make sure that the veterans know this, especially those in Tennessee.
Well, we better let them know.
I'll tell you what, that is for the citizens of the United States to count the vote, not for somebody else. So they go ahead and count the votes in Spain, then that means every supervisor of election has committed a felony against we the people and has committed an act of treason for going ahead and taking the vote of the people and delegating a foreign country to do the counting. I don't care. There's nothing in there about deals. We'll just have to play it out, Sally, and see what happens, because if it is counted by somebody in Spain, you watch. There will be lawsuits up. If we have to, we'll do it ourselves.
Well, you keep volunteering me for more lawsuits. I can only handle 5,000 lawsuits a day.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, that's only two then, three of them. Okay, got you.
Let's take care of the ones we've already got going. But
that's right.
I'd love for more people to do it. Get all the other people who like what we're doing.
That's why I'm mentioning
it. Help us. We need you to do some of this too. Please get involved. We can't do it all. Okay.
We are going to make sure that this gets out. That's why I mention it now. You got it on the radio. People will access the archives. They say file a lawsuit. The more times we say file a lawsuit against Congress, the more action is going to start coming up because they are not doing their job. And we've got 21 of them. We just have to keep pestering them with those nice little lines that say, sue Congress with this. Sue Congress. Then give them the information on how to do it. And I'll tell and also getting the GO process going in the next year, starting in November, get the GO process going. And I think that will be the thing that we can really work on it, because just having those three requirements, I don't think that's enough for the GO process. If you want somebody to represent you, I think we need to get it up to about a dozen different agreements.
You do all that, but nobody's going to be a GO candidate. I mean,
No, Charlie. You got the whole thing wrong. Now you starting to be just like we got the Republican Party is being.
Oh, don't you cuss at me like that. I put it up there for talk. I put it up there for talk purposes.
All three of us are familiar with the GO process, and for those that aren't, it's a new way for the people of a district to select a candidate instead of the political parties doing it. That's the core of what GO is. I don't think that's what the problem with GO is. I think part of it was GO. People didn't understand, get out of our house. Understand what that meant. And so I think they need to revamp some of the marketing of how they promote the thing, how to make people understand what it's all about.
Right.
Because I think what they did as far as vetting people and things like that, I think that was all a really great process. But they didn't have, you know, Fox News had Tim Cox on one time, and they openly admitted the switchboard lit up like crazy, but then they would never have him again because the two parties wouldn't want that, and the Republican Party would definitely want anybody to challenge what they were doing.
Yeah.
So the other piece of this is there has to be a national marketing campaign to get the word out against all the crap that you deal with the media. So it wasn't to go out there and have them sign more contracts and all that other stuff.
He's got to change the name. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
But the idea I'm trying to get across is now to go ahead and get the goal process going. We would be able to say something if we did it in the right way now. You got the three commitments. So you turn around and say, GO candidates will get $6,000 a month compared to $174,000 a year. That's what I'm talking about, the comparison. The people will want to pay less taxes for Congress. The GO candidate will work in this district, thus not requiring the taxpayers to pay such a high bill for him. That's the type of thing I'm talking about that needs to go into the marketing of it.
Well, we have to get
away from people thinking that they can go to Congress and get rich at taxpayers' expense. That's the thing that I'm – and they're going there to be servants, not to be get-rich-quick people.
Well, I actually have this list of the increase of wealth from 2004 to 2010. John Mike, his wealth increased by 200% in that amount of time, and he definitely wasn't the biggie. I think the highest one was Nancy Pelosi. So I got some numbers out there we can get into later.
Okay.
But, Tim Fox and them know that they need to make changes to the Go process,
right.
The marketing of it and things like that. It's an excellent idea, and I hope that they don't stop on it. This was the first time to really get it out there. And I think it's an excellent idea, so I just hope we're able to rework it and make it more successful.
They are not planning on stopping it, because I talked with Keith after we got that first notice from Tim, you were still busy? And he said, no. Tim, he says he likes some of the ideas I gave him, and he's going to be getting together with Tim. Tim also sent me a nice email stating that, you know, in November we'll start we're going to make some changes for the next go around. And
right.
The thing is that's why I want to keep saying it on our show, that the GO process, it may sound funny, but I wore the GO t-shirt. People were looking at that Fire Congress, and then I told them what the GO process was. Just go to GO.com. And they said, what does it stand for? And I told them, and they said, oh, okay, that makes sense. And I mean, I was getting positive feedback on them. Whether they go or not, we'll find out about it. But like I said, I gave a bunch of our cards. All right,
well,
I got to go.
When you wear Fire Congress, the truth is you're not going to have, it doesn't matter what party anybody's in or anything else,
yeah.
A lot of people are fed up with Congress. So people like the message, which I will give one other joke here for those listening. I use the window marker on my car to put a message out there, and I usually have something on it. When I went to the Ron Paul rally, I had written on there, President Ron Paul, the revolution is now. And I had somebody put a note on my car. And I've had several notes in the past, but this one was just kind of funny. It's like, especially at this point in the game, this happened just a couple days ago. Person writes this note out there. It's like, I have to say you made my day, Ron Paul Revolution. Which I just thought was kind of funny. It's like somebody took the time to write that and stick it on my windshield. And because this is a message I had on the back.
Right.
So I still have Ron Paul actually written on my car. I haven't changed it yet.
Okay, good.
But the Ron Paul Revolution is still going on. Whether he's president or not doesn't really matter. The Ron Paul Revolution still goes on.
All right. Oh, okay, I got to go.
Okay. Well,
God bless.
Talk to you later, Charlie.
God bless America. God bless our troops. You take care.
Mm.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, Doreen, what next?
You made me forget by asking me what next.
Well, we were talking a little bit about Go, and I think
we
covered that.
Just had a brainstorm with the Go. I think he needs to change his sign. I still have a Go sign on my car. I think he needs to do the G, the O, O, and the H up and down. And then from the G, put get, you know, and then write it out. And then people will see what it is. That way he may not have to change the name of it. But as it stands now, the way everything is written, people don't understand it. And I think that is the main problem with it. Because I hate to say this, but sometimes I feel dumb saying it. Go, G-O-O-H.
Well, you have to make the joke, say, what we used to say around here is it's not goo, it's go. We stepped in goo, so now we have to go and get them out of our house.
I know, but I would rather have something that when people saw it, it would stick with them. In other words,
right.
And I think that might would do it. I may send that suggestion to Tim.
Yeah, we got to do something different with it. One of the bumper stickers that was done up, which I happen to like, and I get a lot of comments, and I can continue to use it. It's got Republican, no. Democrat, no. Fed up, yes. And then it's got the website. Fed
that's
up America.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because that's what it all comes down to, you know. What's the nonsense of these political parties and how they screwed stuff up, and they don't let you elect who you want. They tell you who you're going to vote for, blah, 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 kind of thing. And excuse me. So So I believe, you know, something with that message to it, that we're fed up, citizen representation. I don't know. I have to come up with something, some other ideas, but I don't think the go, G-O-O-H thing is going to ever quite catch on. Unfortunately, it makes it, too many people want to make a joke of it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think, you know, doing it the other way, you know, may help out with that. But it's something I wanted to talk about. I'm listening to Hannity today, and I'm listening to the others, and they're talking about Obama and how he's not, he didn't, you know, meet with the president of Israel and all this, and he was too busy out campaigning and all this stuff. And they're talking about how he doesn't stand up or hasn't done anything because of the killing of the ambassador over there. And they keep asking why. And my question is, why do they keep asking why? It's there. He's telling you. This man is telling you, I am a part of the Brotherhood. I am a part of the Islamic Brotherhood. I am not going to do anything to make America strong or make them have to fear America, not fear, but respect. I want this to happen. This is a part of my plan. This is how I plan on walking America off into quicksand. And I ask myself, why aren't they telling the people that instead of sitting there acting like they don't know what's going on?
It's amazing how low the conversation is around this place. Because to me, it's obvious too. It's like, why don't they just talk about what's really going on? And you know, I was listening to Glenn Beck this evening at 5 o'clock. Excuse me, and he was talking about what was going on in China. I mean, but, you know, he wasn't talking about that, you know, the Obama thing, but. The fact is, China is actually in big trouble, too, if they don't continue the growth and things like that, the things that are going on there, too. But what he was saying is if China starts really losing it, there's going to be a revolution in there, in that country, too. I mean, there is so much going on all over this world, and you get nothing but dribble on these talk shows. Nothing but dribble. And it's all about, well, it's whoever, you know, the cheerleader for whatever political party is and all nonsense. With me, you talk about not being able to listen to Obama. Now, I listened to it because I wanted to hear the two different things. I don't listen to him a whole lot, but I did listen to both of the interviews. And like I said, I actually liked what I thought this was one of Romney's better deals because, there again, he was on a one-on-one in a closed environment. He wasn't out there talking to the masses and all this other stuff. And a lot of what he said, he talked about repealing Obamacare. He says that, and I like to hear it. But I don't believe he'll do it. I really don't believe he'll do it. But what he was saying out there on the show was good.
I think he will, because he and Ryan had their own agenda.
Well,
I think that he will. But they had their own agenda, and I don't know that we're going to like it any better. But the other thing, I watched him. I would not watch Obama. But the other thing that struck me, I do not think that this man gets mad and irate like you and I will. I don't think he's that kind of a person from watching him and watching his eyes and everything. I don't see him getting fire in his eyes. You know what I mean?
Well, and yeah, and I would agree, and I believe that's a lot to do with his upbringing.
That's
and, you know,
it.
When you're dealing with CEOs and you're going into the board of directors room and all this other stuff, you're not going to be out there getting passionate and you know, you have to be cool, calm, and collected, and the expression, never let them see you sweat routine and that kind of stuff. So
exactly.
That's what his background has been. He's had to keep his demeanor in check, just like Obama does. They both, as far as that kind of stuff, you don't see either one of them getting riled up very much.
Well, I've seen Obama get riled up more because he pitches a little tantrum like a little kid will. But he doesn't have any reason to get riled up because, hell, he's getting to play while everybody else is doing the work. And he's just up there getting all of Soros and Bill Mayer's stuff rammed through using his czars and everything and his executive orders. Why should he be upset?
Well,
He's raking America over the coals. Hell, he's happier than can be.
Oh, he has. He knows that he is the great deception routine. He has played this game, and he has fooled everybody, BS'd everybody through it. And unfortunately, because of some of the mismanagement of the other, he's well on his way. Here everybody kept thinking it was the GOP's party to lose, and unfortunately it's been a tough ride. So, but like I said, I really want to see what happens in the debate. I want to see how Romney handles himself there, and whether that debate, I think October 3rd is going to really say whether there's going to be a true turnaround for this thing. I think the debate is going to show whether people are going to take a different tone, if you will, with Romney. But what I was starting to say earlier, too, you were talking about Hannity. See, Hannity is one, I mean, I literally try to watch on Fox News. I'll turn on the Hannity show on Fox News, and then sometimes he's actually got some people on there that I would like to listen to, and I'll stick with it. But if he doesn't, you know, most of the time I can't listen to him because it's all dribble. You know, Laura Ingraham, she comes on both sides. She'll talk about some of the things the GOP has done wrong while she's still obviously a staunch supporter of them and all that stuff. She's a Republican. But she does talk about she does challenge some of the things they do and question some of the things they do. But when it comes to Hannity, I just feel like there's no reason to listen because I can him and pretty much Limbo, too, Rush, they pretty much say the same thing over and over again, so it's kind of like it's a waste of time to listen to them. Do you truly hear anything different from one day to the next?
Kind of sometimes and kind of not sometimes, and I listen to that because I can't get any news here over my home TV that's going to tell me really what's going on out there, and I don't have cable and I don't have Dish and I don't have all that other crap. And the local news is not going to tell me anything because they're ate up with it as well. So I listen to a channel where I can get Rush and Tags and him, and between the three of them, I can kind of get an idea of what's going on.
Well, okay, you know, that kind of makes sense. I can see how that might be the case. I just hate when
I agree with everyone he has on there? No. Do I like some of the stuff he says? Yeah, he tickles me to death. I mean, I get a good kick out of him. I don't remember if it was him or Pags that said, you know, if you look at Iran and Iraq over there, none of them have ever developed anything. You know, they brought companies from the U.S. over to their lands in order to drill their oil wells and everything, and they've never produced anything. And he said, if you don't believe it, hell, they can't even manufacture a decent outhouse. They have to dig holes in the sand to take a crap. And I said, you know, that's brilliant. And I had heard that a long time ago, that the reason they wear those robes and everything, not only to keep from getting sunburned so bad and everything in the sand beating them, but all they have to do is dig a hole in the sand and squat over it, take a crap, and they're done.
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to continue this.
I'll stop.
Well, if you have anything to substantiate that, then we can talk about history or something. The history of the outhouse. The American outhouse, high technology in the early.
But have you ever seen anything made in Iran? Have you ever seen anything made in Iraq? No.
Not off the top, but I don't see any. I mean, they're out there making their nuclear weapons. They're all worried about them being armed. They must be doing something somewhere, and I hope those people have indoor plumbing.
I just like the scenario. I thought it was so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is it is an interesting thought. We'll put it that way. Leave it there. But
and they don't grow corn, so that leaves you to a question. I'll quit because I can get more time behind you.
I have no desire to know that much. Well, I see we've got Rob Smith out there in the chat room. We'll see if Rob's going to tell us what he's thinking. I don't know how much we're going to get into it tonight, but we're definitely going to be talking about the 2012 Florida amendments. I don't know. Rob, how much do you know what's going on with all these crazy amendments out there? They're trying to change the Florida Constitution like crazy this time, it looks like.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm waiting for that to happen here in Texas.
Yeah, and it's just, once again, the fall, the decline of everything we're supposed to be. It's like, does anybody notice what the Constitution is? I mean, we know that people in public office don't know. But shouldn't the Constitution be changed where you have to know the Constitution before you can be in public office?
Hey, that,
and that
be
means the federal and the state.
To know the Constitution before you go down and vote for an amendment to it.
And I've just barely started looking at this stuff. And
would you be amazed as to how many people don't even know that Florida has a constitution?
Well, when it comes right down to it, how many don't know whether a state, you know, most states have some type of constitution, but they don't know that.
Exactly.
When you say constitution, they strictly think of the U.S. It's like, no, you've got two because you're a sovereign state. We were supposed to be a sovereign state. And let's see. Oh, the other thing, there was, I'm sure you're going to want to hear about this one if you hadn't seen it. Agenda 21. The word's gotten out there. This group, let's see, what are they called? Tree Huggers. The Tree Hugger group has got a thing out there. Agenda 21 and the UN plot to take over America. The bill proposed in Florida expands its reach to stop just about everything green. So it is out there now that we're going to get the tree huggers who are going to try to discredit or marginalize what we're saying about what the UN is doing.
Oh, they're going to try to discredit and marginalize it?
More.
I thought they were fixing to get on board, Jen.
Well, tree huggers are never going to get on board.
Oh, no.
And this is, the website is treehugger.com. And then /environmental policy/agenda21. But if you go out to treehugger.com, you should see a link to it. But Agenda 21 and UN plot to take over America. Bill proposed in Florida expands its reach to stop just about everything green. And so they're out here trying to say, you know, it's this. My favorite paragraph of the bill, since the United Nations, and this is, you know, you can actually click on it to see the whole bill. Since the United Nations has accredited and enlisted numerous non-governmental and intergovernmental organizations to assist in the implementation of its policies relative to Agenda 21 around the world and in the United States, the state of Florida and all of its political subdivisions may not enter into any agreement, expend any sum of money, receive any funds, receive any grants, or receive any contracting services or giving financial aid to or from those United Nations non-governmental and intergovernmental organizations as defined in Agenda 21 or any of its ancillary programs. So this guy is trying to make a sarcastic note about that. But that's what it says, isn't it? Which is actually, I happen to like. Those of us who don't believe in Agenda 21 happen to like that language, but this guy is trying to make a joke about it, and his comment. In other words, since everything from transit to smart growth to bike paths to environmental regulations can be found in Agenda 21 and its ancillary programs, say goodbye to all of them in Florida if it passes. Well, that's his comments out there. Okay, let's see. Rob is out here. Let's see. He found... okay. found a story about Joe Biden's fascination with high school cheerleaders. Funny, okay. That could be a joke. Let's see. And he's up to his eyeballs in political cartoons. Yeah, and Rob Smith, he does some excellent political cartoons. Excuse me. Okay, let's see. And he's got the list of the amendments, which I have the list of amendments, too. The thing is, I haven't really, I'm going to openly admit, I haven't studied them nearly as much as I should, but...
I don't know why not. All you have is time on your hands.
I know. I'm so ashamed.
and a spa boss that keeps giving you lists of things to do.
Oh, I know. I've got, you know, another 20 lawsuits I have to start working on now. And, you know, just to, not making fun of what Charlie's point is, but obviously I can't do them all. And that's really been the whole issue here. We go out there and we get the one started, and we'll end up doing something with We the People versus the ballot box establishment. I'm not sure exactly what the next step is going to be on that, but something. But the whole point is, it can't just be two of us doing this. The courts, if everybody starts doing this stuff, they're going to have to take take a time out, if you will, stop and look and listen and see that people are getting frustrated with the system and believe that it's corrupted beyond approach, and that we need to actually have legal intervention. Come on, people, would somebody out there uphold the Constitution? Is it possible to find anybody who can uphold the Constitution? And that would be nice. But let's see, I want to read, anyway, the other thing I was mentioning is Chris Ann Hall. You can go to chrisannhall.com, and she's got the 2012 Florida Amendment Voter Guide with an introduction to the whole point of changing amendments to the Constitution, and then also information on each one of them. And when you vote yes to add the amendment, what you're really doing kind of thing. And part of her point here is, well, she tells you, you know, you got to vote what you believe. She's not telling you how to vote. But, you know, the whole point is we have a legislature because we want them to have the control to change the laws. And when you go to the extreme of changing the Constitution, that is it's a little bit above what you would typically do. You're not supposed to make law by amending the Constitution all the time. That's not the typical way to do it. And also, once you put it in there, trying to undo it is a lot more difficult. So,
happened, though, is that they found people like you who have read the Constitution and now are finding how they are abusing the Constitution and doing things that go against it. So now they want to fix it so they can get away with doing what they're doing by making, you know, turning the Constitution to where it's in their favor. That's why I always worry about amendments to the Constitution. Because what they're saying is, oh, we don't like this like it is because it's tying our hands. We can't do what we're doing without having a lawsuit brought against us. So let's fix it.
That's right. Let's change it all when they're not looking and make it all sound wonderful, even though obviously if it's an amendment, you have to put it on a ballot. But they'll do what they can to BS it. And let's see.
Okay. Most people will read it and not know the history of what's going on and why they want to make this change, and they'll read it, and the change to them isn't any big deal, so they'll vote for it, not knowing what in the hell they're voting for, like they do their politicians.
Well, and of course, we have the other thing with Florida where we voted to protect the rights of pregnant pigs. I mean, can you imagine? We actually put a law out there on the books. I don't think it truly was ever in the Constitution, but it's definitely a statute. It's a law, a referendum, about protecting the rights of pregnant pigs. In Florida, a pregnant pig has to be able to roam free. You can't have a pregnant pig in any kind of a cage.
Do what?
This was a few years back. I'll have to go send it to you. But, I mean, it was a big joke about pregnant pigs in Florida, you know. Florida passes a law, and this was the environmental group that protects the animals.
Oh.
Yeah,
they're part of this, too.
PETA.
They're part of this UN thing, too.
Yeah. And all it really was, it wasn't because they were concerned about the pigs not roaming around as much as they were trying to shut down the pork industry, which is what happened. A bunch of the pork farms, pig farms, they all closed. So the price of pork in Florida went up at that point. But, I mean, and people actually laughed. And I remember people talking about that they voted for it and stuff like this. And I said, why would you vote for that? I mean, that's crazy. And especially when most people had no idea how the pigs really were in some kind of cage or whatever. So define cage. It wasn't like they were crammed into something. Wouldn't be exactly the best way to have a pregnant pig. You know, but people actually just thought it was funny. I said, You think it's funny to go and trash the Constitution and make laws like this? I'm like, I don't get it.
If you paid attention to some of the laws that are being passed or the city ordinances that are being put in as far as a person's responsibility as far as taking care of their dogs. Now, these people are going beyond a dog being an animal or a cat being an animal. They're putting in city codes and restrictions that in my line of thinking, they're thinking that these animals should be treated as kids.
Yeah.
But here's a prime case. A subdivision, in Texas, in San Antonio, the Homeowners Association voted in a restriction requiring that every homeowner who owns a pet has to go down and get its DNA done. Then they have to turn in that DNA to the Homeowners Association. Now, I want you to figure out why they're doing this.
Oh, my goodness.
If the dog's owner takes them out walking or the dog gets loose or something or another and poops in somebody's grass and they are not there to pick it up, they're going to pick up the poop and run the DNA on it and find the owner.
That's
now,
good.
You tell me.
Okay, you think about that, and then you think about peanut butter and jelly being racist.
Tell
peanut
me.
Butter and jelly sandwich thing. And it's just like the society has gone nuts.
I know it. Stop. I mean, we have, and I said this for years, we suddenly have a mentality of people out there that think their way of thinking is the only way of thinking, and their way of handling things is the only way of handling things. So therefore, they're going to create a dictatorship so that you have to live and think as they determine you should. And this started back in the 60s. And where are the people like you and I? We're conservative. I don't feel like my next door neighbor has to live their life like I do. They don't have to take care of their dog like I do. They have to do it within reason. But I don't feel like I should go out and write a damn law to make them live according to what I think they should be doing. Now, I think I am an example of what a conservative is. And I think those other people are examples of what liberals are.
Well, we got Rob is putting his comments in. It's 2 cents in. Outlaw dogs and the problem is solved. Another law. Just outlaw dogs altogether. We don't have to worry about anything.
No, Rob. My little dogs are why I'm still sane. I know y'all wonder if that to be a fact at times, but they are what keeps me going.
Oh, hey. That's the other part that's so scary with Agenda 21 is you're not allowed to have pets. Agenda 21 says no to any kind of domestic pets.
But you can't have any pets. And besides that, Islamics don't like dogs.
Yep, that too.
So, if you don't like a dog, that's fine. Don't own one. But don't take my right to want one and own one.
Well, and you think there's so much of this with what they're doing at the environmental level and at the domestic level, trying to keep people from having pets. And I think that's also despicable because I happen to like dogs. I don't have a pet dog right now, but I hope to get one in the near future. But I do like pets. Now, I don't have any cats, even though there's a couple of the neighborhood cats who have adopted my house. They seem to decide that they like parking out in front of my house. They just come along and make themselves comfortable on my porch or wherever. So, but they don't bother me any, so I don't care. But the only thing is when you are in a neighborhood, in a subdivision, having larger dogs that bark in the middle of the night can be a problem for some because it is obviously a distraction. So you do need to control them. And,
you can't stop a dog from barking. I'm sorry, unless you're Muslim. So if you have a neighbor that has a dog that barks, mine barks sometimes and he aggravates the hell out of me, just get you some damn earplugs and forget about it.
Yeah, but I can't see. Some of us can't sleep with earplugs on. So you have to kind of take that part in too. But, you know, and if it's one dog, most of the time that's not a big deal. It's only if there's, to me, a lot of dogs. And I there's dogs around this neighborhood. I hear them bark at night. They don't bother me. So I don't really have a problem with it. But I can understand, and I mean, there are some times when some people have had too many dogs and it's too much commotion, and no, the neighbor shouldn't have to put up with everybody else's dog. So that's the other part. And when it comes to the yard droppings, you know, it's that's really more of a thing of common courtesy. You know,
But we're talking about most people are trained now that when they take their dog out walking, they're going to pick up their poop and all that. But should the dog get out of the fence for some strange reason, and you know first thing they're going to do when they run across the yard to a new smell of grass, they're going to squat. You're not there to see that. And the dog comes back and he scratches on the little door and says, "Mama, I want back in. I want back in." And you open the door and say, "How in the hell did you get out?" Is your next statement going to be, "Well, where'd you go get a take a crap? I'm going to have to go pick it up."
No, it's more to do with you put your dog in your fence jar and let him go crap in your yard.
Well, I'm saying the dog somehow or another got out. I have a little Houdini.
Well, things happen. Yes, things happen. And
that's what I'm talking about, the things that happen.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about when a neighbor knowingly lets the dog go into the other neighbor's yard day in and day out and makes a mess all over the place. And I have seen that happen.
Well, that's true.
Yep.
When I'm in this type of neighborhood, in my neighborhood, yes, we have dogs that go up and down the road. You know how I solved the problem? I put a fence up. My friend from Pennsylvania came down and visited with me this past summer, and she says, "Why do you have fence?" I said, "There's an old saying, fences make for good neighbors, and they keep your dog, other dog shit out of your yard."
Well, that's another way. I mean, personally, I don't think I should have to build a fence, put a fence up myself, but that is obviously one way to do it. And it goes back to the common courtesy of the neighbor. Obviously, it only happens once in a while. It's not that big of a deal. It happens every day, and, you know, you go out into your front yard and you step in it every day or whatever, then it does get to be a little bit old. But, again, it all comes down to courtesy, being good neighbor's routine kind of thing. And so, I mean, that's just one of those deals. And, you know, in the past, way back when, and I do remember the days that there were no leash laws or any of that stuff, and we let our dog out. The dog, we lived next to the woods, so the dog usually went out in the woods and did stuff and then came back in and didn't want to do it around the house anyway.
And, you know, you walked with your head down so that you watch and make sure you didn't walk in the crowd.
Yes, make sure you wear those right boots.
I'm saying, yes, I understand everything you're saying, and I agree with it. But when you live in the country, like I do, but we're talking about these are city slickers, and they've got a neighborhood, and they've got a homeowners association. And to me, this is just ridiculous how far a homeowners association is willing to go to make a dime.
Well, see, there you go. You say no homeowners association. That's a whole other story because myself, I don't believe in them. I won't be in one. It's like I don't need another level of government because now, I mean, truly that is another level of government. Not only do you have your city and your county, now you've got your neighborhood law. And because they can give you fines and different things like that and whatever else. It's like, no, I don't need any more government in my life. People should be in the key word. Should have some kind of reasoning and common sense and courtesy. Unfortunately, I know there's not too much of that out there, but that's what it should be. But we don't teach people any kind of manners or respect anymore. It's all about the me syndrome. It's whatever I want and all that kind of stuff. Until you go to New York City where you have to literally pick it up every time.
Tell me the thing about the peanut butter and jelly thing being a racial thing. I know about this.
A couple weeks back, I think, is when it first hit. It was on National Peanut Day. Well, I think that was 2 weeks from today. Yeah, 2 weeks ago today. National Peanut Day just happened to be the day this happened. This principal of the school out in Portland, she was saying she was changing the rules for the school, saying that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were racist. That they couldn't discuss, teachers couldn't say peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and they weren't going to have them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because it was racist. And I guarantee you, you can do a search on the internet, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist, and you'll see the article on her.
How did that come up? And this came about how?
Well, this principal was saying that they were racist, and the only thing that was in the article, as I recall, the logic, how, you know, when you say, well, what makes it racist? Her explanation, her reasoning was that students from Somalia and Hispanics don't eat sandwiches.
That's their problem.
That was her logic. That was why it was racist.
Oh, God.
And, of course, I said to, you know, and I'll say it again here. I'd be willing to bet if we took 1,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to Somalia, I bet they'd eat them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd care.
And
well,
and I live right down here in the middle of the Mexicans, and she's so full of crap, she's not even funny. They eat peanut butter and jelly on flour tortillas. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah.
Just because they don't put it between two slices of bread, their flour tortillas are bread.
I was going to say, you know, don't say tortilla. That's racist because I'm not Mexican. So that's going against me. It was just so stupid. This is how sick and how pathetic the politically correct crap is getting. And it's like, we want to know why this country's falling apart. We want to, it's unbelievable how stupid. I haven't heard much more, you know, when it all happened, you know, it made the news for a couple of days there, but I haven't heard much more about it. Of course, you know, if Bloomberg gets a hold of it, he'll say it's true, too. He'll outlaw peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in this city.
Well, I would like to hear that she got fired, because that's plumb damn stupid.
I would like to, too, but then if she was to fire, then they'd say she was discrimination.
It
wouldn't be because of incompetence, it'd be discrimination.
Exactly.
So, she, seriously, it's the stupidity of it all. And then you got idiots like say, Bloomberg up there with the 16-ounce Coke routine and all this other stuff. I mean, this stuff is so messy. It truly is. Like I say, I went out to the Facebook page of Jorge Ramos. He's that Hispanic guy who's out there interviewing. He had some interview with Obama. He interviewed both Romney and Obama. But apparently he really jumped on Obama's case because Obama hadn't done all his immigration stuff like he said he was going to and all this other stuff. And they keep talking about Latinos. So I went ahead and posted my article out on his Facebook page to say, are you a Latino or are you an American? You can't be both.
All right.
So who knows? I may get shot any day now. But but it's the truth. It's like being American. I mean, I'm so sick of this crap. They pander to some faction out there. And I do believe it. It's like, well, wait a minute. If you're going to salute the Hispanic heritage, well, I think you better go do a salute of the Italian heritage, the Irish heritage. Hey, I mean, America is a melting pot. And to go out there and divide any faction up like that is un-American. And so to that guy, you're un-American when you go out there and try to say Latinos get some other treatment. Whether you're here legally or illegally, people should be here legally. I mean, he's from Mexico. His own home country wouldn't let him do this stuff. But yet he's going to try and come down on America. And America's the most liberal when it comes to generous, letting people come into this country and become citizens, doing it the right way, you know. And as we talked about, we don't even do the Ellis Island thing anymore where they come in, they bring various diseases and everything else. We don't even do anything to check to see whether they're bringing any kind of serious diseases in, which to me should be. I don't think that should be a problem to do that. But at the same time, I openly admit with all the international travel we do these days, I don't know if it's realistic to even try to do it.
Yes, it is realistic. I'm sorry. If you are coming here as an immigrant to come into this country to live, yes, you should go through, and as my mother had to, she had to take tests. She had to you know, give her background and everything. She had to take the shots and everything before she was allowed to come into the country. If they did that, we wouldn't have a damn outbreak of bed bugs. Where the hell do they think all these bed bugs are coming from? They're being imported.
Oh, there's been a lot of bugs imported. I mean, a lot of, I know that from being here in Florida, and Rob probably knows some of those too, stories of all the different things that have come in. But I'm talking about and when it comes to some of those bugs, they would still come on an airplane too. It wouldn't stop there. But when you think about the international travel.
We would stop a lot of it. That's like an outbreak of whooping cough. They get on TV. We've had one here. There's an outbreak of whooping cough. We don't know where it came from. Why, hell, wake up. What do you mean you don't know where it's coming from? You know, we have an outbreak of chicken pox. We don't know where it came from. Hell, yes, you do. Don't come on. Immigrants are coming over here and bringing it because they're not inoculated and they're here having babies and they're not getting these shots and aren't making the babies get the shots. That's where it's coming from.
But I'm saying for those people who are just coming to visit, who are not immigrants per se, they are visitors. That's what I'm saying. With all the international travel, how much would come back and forth with that too?
Well, don't
you
still have to have shots in the United States to be able to go to foreign countries? Then why can't the United States require they have the same inoculations to come in?
Hey, works for me.
Works for me. I mean, how hard would it be if you won't come to America? Not only a passport do you have to have, but you have to have shots for chicken pox, whooping cough, diphtheria, mange. Devil made me say that. I mean, we have a right to protect ourselves.
Well, hey, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I don't dispute it, the point. I was just saying when it comes to the travel. Well, I mean, we have H-1B visa people coming over here for months and years. They don't do anything with that either. So I mean, there's multiple ways that we allow the problem to happen. But speaking of mange, I shouldn't say it quite that way, but. Now, you remember the thing about Romney and the dog on top of the car?
No, I didn't hear about that one either.
Oh, no, this was a way... Oh, well, you haven't been paying attention when that was happening, because this was way back, I don't know, probably a year ago when I first heard it, that he... and people were saying how cruel he was to the animals. He put his dog in a cage on top of a car when they were traveling. And he has not denied it. He did it. From everything I've heard, he admits that he did it. And, I mean, if you were driving in a neighborhood going, 10 miles an hour, I could see you could maybe get away with that. But you wouldn't do that on a highway. So,
why not? People throw a cage in the back of their pickup every day and put a dog in it.
Well,
if it's secured.
I don't really like seeing. Hold on a second. If they're putting them in the back of the truck, first off, I'm not crazy about them doing that either. I see people with dogs jumping around on the back of a truck, and I think that's stupid because the dog could jump out of there in the middle of the traffic and whatever else, or if you hit the brakes, the dog's going to go flying. So I don't necessarily agree with that. But if you had a cage in the back of a truck right behind the cab, the dog wouldn't be getting the wind like he would on top of the car.
But that's where you're wrong, because you want that dog to get the wind to offbeat the heat. It depends on the time of year and the day. But I don't see anything wrong with it. The cage has got air holes in it. The wind can go in and out of the cage. The dog is not going to get overheated. And what's wrong with it? It's a dog in a cage.
Well,
it's latched down. It's secure. It's not going anywhere.
There is no way I would travel on a highway doing 60 to 70 miles an hour with a dog on top of me.
Well, but that's you. Here's where we get down to it. What I would do and what you would do and what he would do is all different. And just because I wouldn't do it and you wouldn't do it doesn't mean he shouldn't do it. The dog didn't get hurt.
Well, I don't know if that's true. How do you tell? I think the dog
come on.
Right after it.
You know, good well, if that dog got hurt, they'd been all over it. But, I don't agree with people putting the cages. If it's depending on the size of the cage in the back of a pickup, because the air does not get down in the bed of that pickup like it would on top of a car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's that's why I said if the dog was in a cage behind the cab of the truck, it wouldn't be such a big deal.
But then it's going to have the heat of the sun on it, and it's not going to be able to cool itself other than panning.
Well, it all, again, as we go on talking about that stuff, it all depends on where is that. If this is up in the Northeast in Massachusetts and whatever time of year, so, I mean, obviously that for the temperature and the weather, I don't know that it was raining out either. I mean, a dog wouldn't be good to be having, to me, leaving a dog out there in the rain either. So, I mean, there's obviously various things about it. But
well, I look at this way. It's his dog. And he can take care of it like he wants to, as long as he wasn't brutally beating it and cutting its head off in public.
And wasn't eating it for lunch, huh?
Right.
Now,
has Rob called in or the other guest?
What's that?
They have smileys by their face. I was wondering, does that indicate someone has called in?
Oh, no, that's Rob. He's just putting his messages out there. So
oh, okay.
He's more than welcome to call in and join. We got into quite a discussion last week. But I think he's actually multitasking right now. I think he's doing some work while he's listening.
Okay.
Rob is, he's also a conservative. He was one who was saying he was thinking about voting for Romney. He wasn't a Romney supporter. He was a Ron Paul person. But he's been thinking about it, so I'm pretty much sure he's going to vote for Romney.
Well,
hey,
I'm not a Mitt Romney supporter either, but he's going to get my little vote.
Yep.
And then he'll have to listen to me raise as much hell about him as I am about Obama, hopefully maybe half as much. But we'll see.
Well, and you know, if you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils, then Romney is the choice. If you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Flycatch,
if you're going to vote your conscience in the sense of who you believe in, then I can't vote for Romney.
Well, I can't not, but we're going to go back. We will be doing this until election is over. You know that.
I know. But see, I can't, you know, I said all along, and I mean, I said this way back when that I would, what I've known and seen of Romney in the overall scheme of things, I don't believe him. And it was this past week when an email came through, somebody was questioning Romney and the Mormon factor in here. And the book is called Republican Mitt Romney and the Plan, Mormon Plan for America, or something like that. I don't know if I said that 100% right. But then we also had a guest on the show back in January, Trisha Ickerson, about the Mitt Romney, Can He Serve Two Masters? Mitt Romney, from everything that I've read, which I haven't had a personal conversation with him, so I don't truly know. But everything that I have read out there talks about the fact that he is very much loyal to his faith. He's a very strict Mormon and holds tight to the doctrine of his church. And the Mormon faith is very similar to Islam in many respects. And so what exactly is the plan for America? And this other person's email who I believe was going to be a Romney voter, just because they didn't want Obama in there, sent this email out saying, if this is true, if any of this is true, we are in so much trouble to have either one of this. And Mitt Romney, he's out there on this list of globalists out there, the same list of globalists as Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and that gang. So I just hope people don't think he's some miracle cure to everything, which is the saddest thing, I think.
But I don't.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody out there thinks he's a miracle cure for anything. But I do have to say one thing. I don't think I've ever heard of Mormons chopping anybody's head off or killing them because they said something against their religion. Nor have they killed a wife or took her fingers off or any of that other crap.
Sure, yeah. I don't know. You can go out there and do a search on Mormon and Islam similarities and see some of the information on it.
Well, yeah, I've read all that. But like I said, in my way of thinking, I haven't ever heard of any of them going out and beheading anybody for speaking against their religion or killing them or burning down buildings or setting bombs and all that crap.
But if he's a globalist and with this one-world mentality, obviously he doesn't want to redistribute his wealth. If you're king, it doesn't matter. But there's definitely something to the, again, the one-world order globalist piece of it. So don't be surprised if that's still part of it. Hold on. We've got a couple of comments out here from Flycatch. Flycatch is out there in the chat room. Most new immigrants come to our country to get what they can. They don't come for freedom or liberty, but they certainly enjoy what we have to offer. Absolutely. The influx of those from the Middle East and Mexico are prime examples of those who wish to non-assimilate. I would agree with that. Mormons are good people, but some do rub us the wrong way. And, I mean, going back as a Mormon, so, I mean, there's definitely that piece of it. But this, you have to, and I haven't read it, the Mitt Romney's The Mormon Plan for America, something to that effect. I'm not saying that exactly right, but it was just kind of interesting. There is probably more to his faith, and I do remember what Trisha Erickson was saying when she was on the show back in January. Mitt Romney, can he serve two masters? There's definitely a conflict of what his belief is versus what we typically think of as the American way, which, of course, who knows what it is anymore. It's all changed so much. No two ways about that. But it's definitely better than the purest of what we see with Islam, where it's beheading people and everything else. And I saw that one video where they showed them beheading this guy. It was just so disgusting. And the Sharia mess and everything else. So I don't know. The whole point is we've got a battle on our hands. This country, if we're not careful, it's going to go the way of the Roman Empire. And I'll tell you, I don't know. I get scared. Yes, go ahead.
I think we're in a time, I was thinking, and I'm glad you said that, because I was watching something on PBS the other day, and they were talking about the Roman Empire and everything, and it dawned on me, I think we can now see what happened to the Roman Empire and the other ancient, not democracies, but civilizations that disappeared. I think we can now understand what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we as Americans don't get off our butt and do something, whether it's filing suits like you and Charlie have, or joining the crusade to try and keep Obama off the ballot, which we haven't found a damn judge anywhere that's got a bank. Never mind, I'll be nice. But go down to your city and make a difference, you know, because if we don't, your great-grandkids, if not them, your great-great-grandkids, they're not going to have a country to live in.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that many generations. It's the younger generation today, the children of being born today, and even with my niece and nephew, I fear they're not going to have a free society.
Exactly.
This isn't going to last much longer. It's going to fall. And it's because people have been disengaged, which is exactly what happened with the Roman Empire.
If Obama has anything to do with it, they're going to be saying, "Hi, Obama."
Exactly. And let's see if I can find this one thing. I'm trying to find. I was out to the Obama Challenge. See if I can. It was something where the in Mississippi, they still had it. The judge had not dismissed it. So they were going out there to still go continuing forward with it, that they had not dismissed it. So hopefully that means something. And then here in Florida, we're still pushing at the court level. I was kind of hoping that John might be able to call in and give us an update, because he keeps on top of that pretty good. And I was looking for the other piece on it. But I had all these different things. I go out there and open all these various windows, and then when I try to find something when I'm talking, I can't find anything. But in Mississippi, they still have it out there. They have not dismissed it. We have hope that it's going to... and all it's going to take is for one state, this is that what do you want to call it? Oh, what's that weird noise I'm hearing? Oh, your air conditioner. Okay.
Hi, Bill. Okay. I was answering Fly in the lobby.
Oh.
It said Islam and Christianity can't coexist. The Democratic Party took God out of the platform, didn't they? And I went back and told him, yes, they did. But then they held another vote, and I didn't put all this in there. They held another vote, and they voted, and the guy didn't like the response, so he called for another vote, and they voted again, and he just decided that it passed, that they put God back in the platform.
Oh. Well, I think it was interesting. This other reverend, I don't know his name, was an email that came through, and you may have seen it. I think it was Nancy Battles that sent it out. This reverend is going out there and says, and he's talking, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you to vote for Romney. I'm not telling you to vote for the Republican or the Libertarian or whatever. But do not vote for those Democrats. Do not vote. They do not believe in this. And he was first talking about the same-sex marriage thing. He was talking about that, but then the whole thing about, you know, God in our government, in our country. They don't believe in us, and do not vote for them. We have got to get God back in our country, you know, that kind of thing. So that was actually pretty interesting. And he was a black reverend, so that was his point. They, just because you're black doesn't mean you're supposed to vote for them. And this it was really a very interesting thing to listen to, because he was ticked. He said, do not vote for these Democrats. Do not think you owe them your vote. You own your own vote. And this kind of stuff. So that was good. Let's see, what else here? I'm trying to find the executive orders. Let's see what's going on in that chat room. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, listen, okay. Sounds like Las Vegas over there. Yeah. that's what I guess you probably saw that in the chat room if you were looking. Yeah. Rob Smith, sounds like you're in Las Vegas. Getting those slot machines. That's what all that racket is. Okay. Islam and Christian. Okay, you were reading that. Obama. Obama came from nowhere and was placed in the office to negate the white voters by using the race card. I totally agree. He was definitely a smooth talker, but had he been white, as in both parents white, he would not have been elected. I don't for a minute think he would have been elected. It was only because he was black, and he was very articulate in the way he spoke, excellent, and people believed him. They wanted to believe in the hope of change, and to be for a white person to say the hope and change would be a little bit different than the black person saying it and that kind of thing. So I totally agree with that. Let's see, and he was a member of the Communist Party when he was in college. Yep, that's been out there too. So, okay, Obama is not communist. However, he is a nationalist. Well, I call him a socialist, nationalist. I think they're pretty close. He wants to be king. He wants to be king. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be the president of the United States of America. He wants to be king of whatever he wants to call us. And Flycatch, what do you think about Obama defaming our flag by putting his logo on there, trashing our flag for his political purpose? So you can go ahead and let us know what you're thinking on there. Let's see, did I miss anything else from Flycatch? Okay, Islam and Christianity can't coexist. You were reading that. The Democrat Party took God out of the platform. Yep, you mentioned that one. And let's see. Hitler did the same thing. Yep. Well, that's true.
We know. We're trying to tell the world about it.
That's exactly the truth. So it's like, what part of history do people not want to realize this is the way it is? If people would wake up and smell the coffee. And,
well, it'd be like my friend I got to a big argument with last week. And she told me the only reason I was saying things about Obama that I did and wouldn't vote for him was because I was racist. Now, this woman's known me for over 10 years. She knows better than that.
Oh, that's the other part that's so disgusting. Is, you know, when all else fails, use the race card. And that's why I think, you know, the race card in this situation, because of him being black, but that it got, ties into this Hispanic-Latino thing, too. And I'm like, you know, it's time to get past that. Let's be Americans. Ann Coulter was on, I think it was on this week. She said actually some pretty stupid things to me on there, but that's another story. She was out there talking. They said something about civil rights. They were talking about the Hispanic-Latino vote, and somehow the subject came up about civil rights, and she came up and said civil rights was a black issue. And I'm like, the civil rights, we had the problem because of what was being done to the black. Okay, what in the world is all that?
See, I live in the country. That's a borough. My next-door neighbor has a borough staked out.
Is that what's
if you don't know
right?
What a burrow is, it's a jackass.
Yeah, but I'm hearing a lot of noise. But
well, the dog is barking at the burrow.
I can. Well, the dog I can hear. It sounds more like you doing something at your computer.
No, you heard the burrow. I was opening the door and putting the phone out there so you could hear it.
Oh.
The burrow was
sure
braying.
So you were really taking us into the country.
Oh, yeah, then you know how far out in the Kumboonies I live.
Hey, I take it.
You know,
as,
I think it's time that white people started yelling racism. I think it's time that we throw that little ball right back in their ball court.
Well, and truly that's what it is. It's like, well, wait a minute. And that's kind of why when they keep talking about the Latinos, it's like, okay, so are we going to go give equal time to all the Italians, the Germans, the Irish, the, you know, whatever, go down the list, the French?
It's like I said to her, well, you're calling me a racist because you think that I'm saying that because he was black. Well, now you're being racist because you think that I'm saying that because he's black. She didn't have anything to say about that one.
It's the ultimate excuse. They can say that because it's hard to disprove it in the very real sense. You know, well, I know it's not true. I've known plenty of black people, and it has nothing to do with that. And the blacks who know me know I never discriminated. Couldn't have cared less whether they were black or white. I just talked with them as a person. The Martin Luther King routine. It's the character of the person, not the color of the skin. But you know, the ultimate is like, well, you can always. It's just an excuse. That's all there is to it. Let's see. Flycatch also said Hitler promised Germans hope and change, and we know what happened to Germany. Had a lady tell me Saturday that she is a real, real Republican, but is voting for Obama. I think you meant Republican. I didn't quite spell it that way, but I think that's supposed to be Republican.
Yeah.
Republican. But is voting for Obama. I think I talked her out of that silliness. Well, I hope so. But I do know another person who's an Obama fan, and I've said all along, you're in love with his personality. It's not because of what he is or what he does. It's falling in love with his image. And it's time people stop falling in love with images and actually vote for the person who can do the job.
And that little swaggering black walk he's got.
What's that?
That little swaggering black walk he's got.
Yeah. You can actually tell he has definitely aged a little bit since he's been in office, too. That 4 years hasn't been easy on him with some of his appearance. And I remember the difference of George Bush when he went in and when he came out. That definitely took a toll on him, too. Flycatch, yes, it is. And at the same time, but the House and Senate on notice. Okay.
That's when I said that we should reverse the racist thing.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Exactly. I'm tired of being discriminated against.
That's it.
I don't get any special benefits. Why don't I get special benefits? I'm a short woman. Shouldn't that be a special group? Let's go out there and form a group for that so that I get some kind of special treatment.
Oh, hell no. I'm going to form a group because I'm a white woman.
What?
Don't be racist to me.
A white woman from Texas. But it is pathetic. And that's, you know, and I'm just going to keep saying it when I keep hearing all this stuff about Hispanics and Latinos. I'm going to say, are they Latinos or are they Americans? Are they Latinos or are they Americans? And I do realize I do take a risk of saying that, but you know what? When are Americans going to grow a backbone and speak the truth?
What? Exactly. And I look at it this way. They're neither one. They're a damn Mexican. They don't know how to speak Spanish, so I'm not going to call them Spanish. They're Mexican because they come from Mexico, and that's what you're called when you come from Mexico. I'm sorry. You're a Mexican.
Yeah. Well, and
if you're from Spain and you came through Mexico, you're still going to be a Mexican.
It's where you're from. If you're from Cuba, you're a Cuban. If you're from Puerto Rico, you're a Puerto
Rico. If you come through Mexico, you're still a Mexican.
But what if you're from Mexico but you come through Puerto Rico?
Then you're Puerto Rican. You're just screwed.
Well, Flycatcher's out there saying CNN is starting to challenge Obama? Really? What's that about? Yes, they are, and by the numbers, they will eventually take over. Well, that's not obviously not the answer to that.
Well, from what I can understand, CNN was just about to go out from existence, so I guess they decided to do like a lot of our Republican House and Senate members who were actually Democrats but who ran as Republicans. So CNN, who's actually a liberal station, who needs to make some money in order to stay broadcasting, they're going to step over to the other side now.
Yeah, they're going to follow the money.
That's it.
Yep. Well, and I think that's going to be really interesting because now it would be good to have somebody challenge some of the nonsense that Fox News says. Because, I mean, Fox News, yes, they're still on the conservative side, right side, but they get carried away with some of the craziness of what they say, too, because, I mean, at times I literally think they're a super PAC for the GOP because of the extreme they take on the other side.
I understand it depends on the time of day you listen to them, whether or not if you get the liberal or the conservative side.
Well, that's true, but, I mean, what do you think about O'Reilly?
Oh, don't get me started.
And when I listen to it in the morning, and I'll tell you, I think Saturday Night Live has done some really good skits on the Fox and Friends routine, and Greta and them, and I think some of those have been really, really.
I would like to slap O'Reilly and then tell him to grab his ankles and send him off to the moon.
Well, I think that's what Flycatch would say, too. O'Reilly has gone to the dark side. I agree. O'Reilly has gone to the dark side. O'Reilly's out there. It's not a matter, you know, of him saying he respects the president and this and that, but he almost speaks with a forked tongue, like he's saying two different things at one time and saying he can tell he's definitely would definitely not believe in Agenda 21. He would not believe anything like that is happening, kind of thing. So, and with that kind of mindset, he's. I think the president's doing the best he can. He's just over his head. I think he's a good person, but he just doesn't know what he's into and this and that. That's kind of been the tone of what I get from listening to him.
Sitting in the middle of the road trying to make both sides of the fence happy. I never did like O'Reilly. I mean, I never did like the man, and I don't care what he says. Whatever falls out of his mouth is a lie.
Exactly. And, you know, it kind of, in the Flycatcher's talking about Red Eye on Fox News, and I watched that one. It's a little bit of comedy and a little bit of true realization of what's going on. And also, Red Eye has all sorts of cat and mostly cat jokes and whatever else. They show videos, YouTubes of cats doing silly things. It's actually pretty funny if you happen to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Which, unfortunately, I'm up at that time more than I prefer to admit. But going back to O'Reilly, we're down just a couple minutes here. O'Reilly is to me very overrated. And I think when he first started, he was a little bit more. He was truly the no spin zone thing, where he would challenge things and do more of the investigative reporting stuff. Because I mean, I remember some of the stuff he used to do in the past. But he has gone to the dark side. He's all mush, stupid game they and whatever else. So I've lost a lot of respect for Riley, and I think he's extremely overrated. But on that note, go ahead and give us your farewell for the night, because we've only got 90 seconds left.
Well, only thing I can say is all we can do is get on our knees, say a prayer to the good Lord, ask him to point us in the right direction as far as how to maybe resolve this and ask him to wake other people up by giving them a swift boot in the butt. And other than that, Sally, keep up the good work. You amaze me at what you try to accomplish. God bless Florida, not as much as Texas. And God bless America. Love y'all.
Thank you. And as always, it's a joy to have Doreen on the show. Mia's Texas, and we appreciate the input. And I love having these debates back and forth. I think this is good. Hopefully those that are out there listening enjoy it too, and it makes you think about what's going on. Flycatch, one last comment here. Let's see. Rob Smith, I'm more often than not up at that time. Okay, so Rob Smith is also a red eye. And Flycatch, when the Saudis purchased a controlling interest in Fox, O'Reilly turned down his speech. Tuned down his speech. Exactly. On that note, thank you for tuning in. And as always, may God bless and protect the USA. Please stay involved, be an American, help protect our country. We united, we stand. Divided, we fall. We can do it. God bless. Good night.